Welcome to Colt Stadium in Houston, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pete Rose. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting third. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gordy Coleman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Nuxhall. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Joe Nuxhall. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ernie Fazio. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting third. The third baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Howie Goss. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Johnson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Ken Johnson. And now, play ball. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fazio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ernie Fazio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fazio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a fly ball into right field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is hit by the pitch. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rose scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nuxhall for the out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0 for 1 in the game. Rose is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spangler. Skinner reaches second base with a double. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Goss. Pinson reaches second base with a double. Skinner scores. It's 1-0, Reds. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fazio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nuxhall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rose settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Astros nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fazio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ernie Fazio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fazio is 0 for 1 in the game. Fazio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skinner. Fazio reaches second base with a double. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler hits a line drive to right field. Keogh throws towards the plate. Taylor fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Taylor. Fazio scores. Spangler moves to second. It's Reds, 1, Astros, 1. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple bunts towards first. Coleman scoops it up and throws to first, with Nuxhall covering, for the out. Spangler moves to third. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 1 in the game. Warwick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pinson. Warwick reaches second base with a double. Spangler scores. It's 2-1, Astros. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-1, Astros. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 0-for-1 in the game. Goss hits a pop-up towards first. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bateman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Casco pinch hits for Joe Nuxhall. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-for-2 in the game. Rose hits a pop-up towards short. Lilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Reds 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Owens now pitching. Bob Lilis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lilis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lilis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neil juggles the ball. That's an error on Neil. One out. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ernie Fazio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fazio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fazio takes first base on ball 4. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coleman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spangler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Skinner for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fazio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bateman for a passed ball. Coleman moves to second. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Keogh is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Reds 1. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Warwick hits a fly ball towards right field. Keogh fields the ball and throws to first. Coleman drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Coleman. Temple moves to second. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Astros. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 0-for-2 in the game. Goss hits a line drive towards short. Cardenas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bateman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive towards short. Lillis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-2 in the game. Neal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenas hits a pop-up towards short. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Reds 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Fazio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fazio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fazio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Owens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Tommy Harper pinch hits for Jim Owens. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Temple fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-for-3 in the game. Rose hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Warwick, who is chasing the ball. Rose reaches third base with a triple. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Skinner takes first base on ball 4. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Skinner moves to second. Hal Woods hit now pitching. Don Pafletic pinch hits for Gordy Coleman. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it and throws to second for the out. Rose scores. Skinner moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-2, Astros. Ken Walters pinch hits for Marty Keogh. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fazio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Reds 2. The Astros will come to bat. Don Pafletic now playing first base. Tommy Harper now playing right field. Dom Zanni now pitching. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rose scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skinner. Temple reaches second base with a double. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Warwick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Staub hits a line drive into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Daryl Spencer pinch hits for Sammy Taylor. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-3 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woods Hick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Temple fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 5, and Cincinnati Reds, 2. Goodbye from Colt Stadium in Houston.